And it's a beautiful day here for your second date update. The hills are a beautiful rolling green. The grass has been perfectly manicured while the employees of a company golf tournament get properly tuned up by taking shots on every single hole before the action really starts, because everybody knows the game really starts after the golf tournament, where the employees get even more tuned up and in the night by hooking up in the back of their brother's truck. It's the Masters, a tradition unlike any other.
Oh, beautiful.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Welcome back to the second part of our second date update today. And why the golf intro? That's because Peter is on the phone, and Peter doesn't want a second date today. Peter wants to get his sister a second date, or at least find out why the dude that hooked up with her in the back of his truck at his company's golf tournament won't call her back. Peter, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Peter, I forgot to ask you, does your sister know you're doing this?
No.
Uh-oh. She doesn't.
Do you,
okay.
Do you think she's going to want that?
My sister's really upset about this. She really liked him, so.
All right.
There we go.
What's your sister's name, by the way? I never got her name.
Leah.
Leah, okay. And when I call this dude for the second date update, I'm just going to say that she wants to know before I bring you on the phone, okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, let's do this. There's a slight easterly wind in the air, and I think it is the perfect time to dial the phone number. So let's dial away.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Tyler, please?
Yeah, you're talking to him.
What's up, Tyler? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah, my name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Yeah, I know the show. Why are you calling?
Oh, you do know the show. Do you listen a lot?
Occasionally, yeah.
Good. Wonderful.
That
occasionally
is
way more than most people do. So thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, but why exactly are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you today because somebody emailed us to do a second date update with you.
You mean that thing you guys do when you go on a date with somebody, but you don't like call them back, and then you guys follow up?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow.
You are an occasional listener. Look at that.
Yeah, but I haven't gone out with anybody.
Well, technically that's true.
Yeah, I guess you are right. This is a girl named Leah that you recently met at a golf tournament. She's wondering why you're not calling her back.
But I didn't go on a date with her.
Yeah.
Right. But you still hung out with her.
Yeah, there's that crazy golf day. But that's about it. I wouldn't call that a date.
But it's still fun. Like, it sounds like you guys made a great connection. You spent most of the day together from what we know.
From what I can remember.
Oh. Yeah, you guys, according to the report we heard, everybody was hammered, and you guys especially were very drunk.
Okay, yeah, I know I was, but I still don't understand why she's wanting to call me. I don't even know, how'd she get my number?
What?
I'm assuming you gave it to her after you gave it to her.
And it sounds like you guys had quite a connection together. It seems pretty obvious to me why she'd want to go out with you again.
We flirted. We had a good time. Kissed around the 16th hole, but...
You did a little more than that.
Yeah. There's a reason that you probably would have gave her your phone number.
Look, to be honest, I don't recall anything from that day, mostly. It was like the 12th hole is like the last thing I have that I can remember.
For real?
Okay.
Yeah. I remember 12th hole, and I remember getting home in a taxi cab.
Dude, there was like a dinner, there was an auction, there was some other stuff after that. You don't remember any of that.
I've been told all of that happened. Don't have any memory of it.
Okay.
What's the last thing that, I don't know, somebody told you about that you don't remember?
Well, my friend who took me there, the last thing he told me was that I wandered off. And he didn't see me for a while. He couldn't find me, so he went home, and then I showed up at home in a taxi.
Okay. Well, then have I got news for you, Peter?
Well, obviously, I gave Leah my phone number. You said that already.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You did a little bit more than that, though.
I'm confused. I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm talking about hooking up with her in the back of her brother's truck.
That was blunt.
Sorry, I just let it slip out there like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean, no? How could you have zero memory of hooking up with somebody in the bed of a truck?
What? You're serious?
Yeah. I'm completely serious.
Oh, come on, guys. That didn't happen. I would have remembered that.
Well, it sounds like you don't, and I know somebody who does remember it because I think it is burned into his memory for the rest of his life, whether he wants it to be or not.
His?
Yeah, her brother Peter, who actually saw you guys doing that, and he's on the phone and wants to talk to you right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tyler, this is Peter, Leah's brother.
Hi.
That was so awkward, dude. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Seriously? Hi? That's all you got to say?
I'm sorry?
Could you say that again without it being such a question mark? Like, you don't know what you're supposed to say?
Well, I'm just confused. I'm sorry.
Are you confused about the fact that you're a real piece of shit?
Oh!
Well, I'm not. Man, I just don't remember anything.
Peter, don't you think that that's, I mean, it's kind of a valid excuse why he hasn't called your sister back since he doesn't remember.
I'm glad to know that. I mean, that makes sense. But at the same time, I can't believe that my sister is feeling so terrible about missing out on hearing from a guy like you.
Oh. A guy like me? I'm a really nice guy. I would have called her back. It's just I drank too much that day. It's just a circumstance. Oh.
Okay, well, if you're such a good guy, then why don't you call her back now that you know? Because I think she deserves an apology.
I don't even have her number. I don't even know what's going on.
Wait, hasn't she, like, tried to get a hold of you at all? Hasn't she texted you, Tyler, or called you?
I'm not that I'm aware of. I'm not from anyone named Leah. I haven't gotten a call.
You're a liar, dude. She said she's called you at least 10 times, left messages. Be a man.
That's a lot of times.
Oh my God, that's the number?
Like, so you,
I'm glad that it's happening to you, Tyler.
Oh my God, I saw the number. I just avoided it because I didn't recognize it. You know, thought it was just a bill collector. I'm not going to check my messages if I think they're just trying to get money or sell me something.
Okay, well, now that you know whose number it is, I'd appreciate it if you'd call my sister and apologize.
You can. Tell her that
what?
I'm sorry.
You don't want to call her back.
Okay.
Look, it's. I mean, whatever happened. I thought she was cute, but it wasn't like attractive. I didn't see anything going further beyond just like a fun.
Okay, no, I don't want to hear anything else out of you, Tyler. Other than I'm going to call your sister, and you're going to ask her out on a proper date.
Oh,
really?
I don't think I could do that.
I think you can, Tyler, and here's why you can, because if you don't, I happen to know who your boss is.
Whoa.
Because that tournament you were at, that was put on by my company. So if you don't remember what happened at that event, you don't call my sister, apologize, and ask her out on a date. I'm going to report your actions back to your boss.
What? Ooh. Are you, like, blackmailing him right now, Peter?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Wait, why would your sister even want to go out with a guy who doesn't remember sleeping with her?
I'm going to give her the chance to turn him down if that's what she wants to do, but he's going to man up and make the call, and if he doesn't, I'm going to get him fired.
Oh.
Whoa.
Come on, man. Are you serious? You're going to get me fired over this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, guys.
I think he's serious, Tyler.
Yeah.
I would call her.
That's a big
Just
brother.
Saying.
It was a drunken mistake. Come on. Can't you just give me a pass on this? We've all done stupid stuff.
It was a drunken mistake that happened in the back of my pickup truck. So I'm kind of taking it a little bit personally, Tyler. So you better make this right as...
All right, well, in that case, Tyler, would you like to go out with Peter's sister, Leah, on a second date? We will pay for it.
Well, I guess I don't have much of a choice, so yeah.
This is the start of a romantic story. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'll be expecting you to call her by tonight at the latest.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, Man, this is a beautiful love story.
Yeah. I can't wait for their wedding.
I don't think there's going to be a wedding, but I'll be calling her.
Great. I'm certainly hoping that there isn't.
All right. Well, that's a successful second date update. Both of you guys take care, all right?
Thank you.